This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a small and shrinking list of things that are somehow able to survive in this increasingly digital economy. The feel and look of an actual handwritten letter instead of an email. The value of a face-to-face meeting instead of a video conference. The good old-fashioned business card instead of, well, what? Exactly right. I mean, we've all got dozens of them gathering dust in our desk drawers, but survive, those business cards somehow do. From WLRN in Miami, Kenny Malone brings us this case study of how they do that.
There's a valuable lesson at the end of this business card story. Actually, why don't we start with that lesson?
If you're going to showcase something, showcase yourself and represent yourself in the right way.
We'll get back to this guy after we go to the bar.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Flanagan's.
Hey,
I'm Nelson.
Doing?
How you doing?
Today is a special day at Flanagan's Seafood Bar and Grill here in Coconut Grove. It's the monthly drawing for a free lunch, which falls to general manager Nelson Aaron Sebia.
You know, we just like shuffle them around a little bit and just pick one out, you know?
He sticks his hand into a wall-mounted wooden box filled with a few dozen business cards.
Okay, here we go. And the winner is Oscar R. Lopez from Allstate. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Oscar R. Lopez wins a $10 gift certificate. But if you play it right, business cards can be so much more than a glorified raffle ticket. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you probably see more different kinds of business cards than the vast majority of people.
That's true, yeah. As a matter of fact, I have one in my car that I saved from this guy that's
Aaron Sebia can't remember the guy's name.
He's an artist, and
And this is an important point, because imagine if Aaron Sebia had just typed the artist's name and number into his phone.
You give someone your information digitally, and it's basically Rolodexed, never to be seen again.
Cynthia Henry Duval oversees business etiquette training for law students at Nova Southeastern University.
When you give someone a paper card, they have to pull it out their pocket when they get home, so they look at it. They put it on their desk, and it probably sits on the desk for about a week or so, and then they pick it up because now they have to do something with it. And so that's 3 points of contact with your information.
Substitute desk for car.
Right, hold on, let me get my keys. Hold on.
And those points of contact are precisely what helped Nelson Aaron Sebia remember this artist guy. Aaron Sebia goes out to his car,
and
there's the card.
So his name is Ralph Cabrera. He's a professional illustrator, but I thought it was cool. You know, Superman here and things like that, all the artwork that he does.
So imagine that you're a designer and that you've now got your portfolio right in your pocket.
Stephanie Shores with a company called Moo, which didn't print the card we're talking about, but it did print a lot of other cards last year.
$108 million in 2013, yes.
And by the way, that's up by more than 400% compared to 5 years ago. Moo helped popularize those fancy little business cards with stylish designs on the back. If you're an artist, you can customize them. If you have no design sense, Moo takes care of it for you. Shore says in a digital world, people seem to be craving that personalization.
When you're looking at someone's business card, in a way, it's like you're looking someone in the eye. You want to understand what someone's doing. You want to have a real connection.
Which brings us back to the lesson of the story.
Just showcase yourself. You don't use somebody else. You don't endorse anybody else.
Illustrator Ralph Cabrera learned this the hard way. In case there's any confusion, this is the owner of the business card we've been chasing around.
He used to work for Marvel and DC Comics for 15 years.
But now Cabrera makes storyboards and mock-ups for advertising firms. And the card Cabrera handed to the Flanagan's general manager one day, it replaced a far less successful card Cabrera had designed. He pulls one of those old cards out of his bag.
It's got a black background. It's a bold statement. You know, I thought it worked well at the time.
At the time was any time before November 2009, because the centerpiece of this card is a beautiful drawing of golf legend Tiger Woods. And in November of 2009, a parade of alleged Tiger Woods mistresses started showing up.
Nobody really wanted to look at my card at that point. And my wife looked at it and says, man, we still have like another 3,500.
Cabrera had to scrap them all and make a brand new card, this time featuring a cartoon drawing of Cabrera drawing a cartoon drawing.
I figure I'd personalize it, let you know who I am even before you meet me.
Arguably, this paper business card worked like a charm. It caught Nelson Aaron Sebia's eye at Flanagan's restaurant. Aaron Sebia kept it and could show it to me in his car. And thus, it let me contact Ralph Cabrera, who could teach us all.
Just showcase yourself.
And really, what that lesson boils down to is this. Even the comic book caricature version of yourself ultimately looks better on a business card than Tiger Woods. In Miami, I'm Kenny Malone for Marketplace.